Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the shiur. Bezrat Hashem, dedicating the shiur. Lefu'ah shlema of Moshe ben Chana beGavriel, and also lefu'ah shlema. Zelilu nishmat nachon. Okay. Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the shiur. Lefu'ah shlema le Moshe ben Chana beGavriel, and lehavdil ben chayim lamitim. Zelilu nishmat Dona Gram bat Chava. מי ייתן שהקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא על החולים רחמים ויזכה אותם לחזור בתשובה שלמה וימתיק מעליהם את כל הדינים, להבדיל יביא את כל הנשמות חזרה למקומן. וזה בחינת רוח סערה עושה דברו, שעושים ומתקנים את הדיבור ומעלים אותו מבחינת רוח סערה. That a person have the power of speech to change all kinds of storm wind and to bring it back to his source, back to the source of the wind, source of spirituality. It's Hashem Yitbarach himself. שעושים ומתקנים הדיבור, את הדיבור, that you fix the power of speech, ומעלים אותו מבחינת רוח סערה, and you cancel that aspect of storm wind, ורוח סערה הזאת, and just to let us know, that storm wind, הוא מקטרג הגדול. He is the one that brings all of the arguments against the person, all of the complaints. שממנו באים כל הכתרוגים והניסיונות, that from him comes all of the complaints on the person and all of the tests. Means, and Rabbeinu soon going to explain it, that everything that you go through in your life depends in what that you say, in the words that you take out from your mouth. Everything that you go through in life is because that you decreed that decree on yourself. You said those things. You looked at someone else and you said, you thought a bad thought about him. If you just had that thought, nothing gonna happen. But if you're gonna say something on that person, he's not worthy to stay, he needs to go, who is he, what's going on with him, he deserves that punishment, I don't have mercy on people like those, I don't know what. When you said those words, this is it. It's all coming back on you. This is what happened with David HaMelech even. From David HaMelech, from Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim, from the ancestors, from the holy righteous people, we learn on ourselves, on the new generations. So, you learn from that, that you need to keep your mouth shut. Vehu achar devarim, and this is why it's written, Vayi achar devarim. Things are happening after the words. Only after you talk. Achar devarim, after you talk, things happen. A lot of times the person thinks to himself, should I say it? Shouldn't I say it? Always the answer is don't say. Always, 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 always. Be quiet. Shehu yonek me'adibur, because he finds the power to take his power from the power of speech. Kshemotze petach linok, when he finds the opening, the window to take it. Only when he finds the opening. But if you're not opening your mouth, nothing gonna happen. You can see that. The person that got a little bit of awareness, it was a dude, he sees it. He sees that he's making troubles to himself with his mouth all of the time. And spiritually also. All of the time. He's talking on something and he reveals his arrogance. What did he think that his achievements and what did he understand? And immediately he's losing everything. Losing everything. All of what that he had while talking, already he lost it. Because you open. When you open, you don't know what's gonna enter. You don't know what they're gonna take. So don't open. Leave it inside. I made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a problem. I made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I told him, I'm sorry. I'm telling everything. But you don't have to take that path. We talked about it yesterday. Haynu lafetach chatat. When you open, sins are waiting over there. Uchtiv, and it's written, Shemor pitche picha, watch your mouth, close, וכולי. וכמו שכתוב בזוהר, and like that it's written בזוהר, in the Zohar Kadosh, ויהי אחר הדברים, Ve'elokim nisa et Avraham. After those words, and God tests Avraham. Ve'hu mesa'er gufe debarnash. And then that storm wind making a storm and shaking the body of the person. Ve'chol ha'malshinut ve'ara'ot shedovrim al adam. And all of the bad words that speaking, talking on a person, ba meruach se'ara, coming from that storm wind. Me'achar ha'dvarim hazeh, from after those words. This is why Rabbeinu said that every person should judge himself on every machshava, dibur, v'maaseh, on every thought, on every word, and on every act, every action that you had, that you made, that you done in your day. You need to judge yourself on that. So sometimes it's very hard to judge yourself. This is why it's better to do tshuva on the spot. If you see that you failed, don't move on. Don't say, okay, I'll confess on it. Who is promising to you, like we said yesterday? Who is promising to you that you're going to come to that Itbodedut? That in the Itbodedut you're going to be able to remember everything that you went through during the day. And if you confessed on it, now you saw a bad eyesight. You talked some chas shalom, lashon hara. You were arrogant. You were brazing too much. You were doing something wrong. You had bad thought on someone. You were criticizing someone. You ate in a bad way. Everything. I mean, you felt it, you saw it, the tshuva. Hashem, I'm sorry. Start immediately. Rav Shalom once said from the Sipurei Maasiyot that when the hero is coming, when the dinim, the judgments are coming, he just wants you to surrender. Immediately, I surrender. Hashem, I'm sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. White flag. Immediately, I'm sorry. Start like that. Start all of the day, every situation. I'm doing tshuva. Get used to be about tshuva. You need to have the tshuva, to own the tshuva. What do you mean that you own it? It's yours. You can use it. Use the tshuva. You're about tshuva. You own the tshuva. Be about tshuva. Always confess. Always do tshuva. Always go with the tshuva. Be a real about tshuva. That's always the tshuva. It's not a problem. I saw something amazing. Mamash amazing. I'll tell you two things. I saw something amazing in my house immediately after Pesach, as a good finale to Pesach. So I made my wife very upset in the day after Pesach, Baruch Hashem. She needs her tikkun, what to do? Someone needs to fix her. So I made her really upset. And then I realized that I was totally wrong. It took me a while, because in the beginning I felt like I haven't done nothing, like all of the innocent people. This is how I felt. Totally clean, mamash, I couldn't understand what she's talking about. Only because I was busy on cleaning myself. You know, just wanted to sneak out from that situation. So I was totally clean in the beginning, but with the rebukes, with the insultings, with the understanding, so I realized my mistake. I was really wrong. And I came to her, and I confessed. I apologized to her. I sat and I told her, you are right, you're right. And I told her exactly how much she is right. And mamash, I explained to her exactly what I done, why she felt so upset. And I confessed, and I opened it, and I was with her alone. The children were playing in the other room, and we were alone, and we were talking. No one heard us. But I used certain words when I confessed to her that the person can remember. In the day after, my son, I asked him to do it bodedut. I told him, I want you to do it bodedut. He's about to become 13 in a few months. I started to teach him to do it bodedut. And I told him, I want you to do it bodedut today. And he was dragging time, and he didn't do it bodedut, and it was very close to mincha already, so he had to pray mincha already, and he couldn't complete it bodedut on that last day like I asked him, and it already became to be evening, and so he didn't do it bodedut in that day. So I told him that it upset me, that it wasn't right, that if he would be more careful to do the it bodedut, I would be happier, and the fact that he didn't do it was wrong by me, but what did I think? After a few minutes he came to me, and he was saying exactly the same words that I said to my wife when I apologized to her. And it shocked me, because it was very clever words. It was very, you know, I'm an adult and I know how to talk when I need to. So
And I really apologized to her in a very honorable way. And he came to me and he was saying the same words to me. I'm sorry that I hurt your feeling, that I wasn't appreciating you like, and I didn't took what that you told me serious enough. And he was mamash talking like that I spoke few, 2 days before. And then I remembered what that Rabbeinu said, that the letters of the word Elul is that when you circumcise your heart, immediately the result for that is that the heart of your sons, your children, gonna be circumcised. Means, like Rav Shalom, based on that, all of the book, Garden of Education. That it depends in your education if you want educated children. If you do tshuva, your children immediately they're on the track. I could see it. I could see it. When I confessed it, it's the same tshuva. He done the same tshuva that I done in such a high level for him. And also for me, it was very deep. It Baruch Hashem. Hashem knew how to take it out for me. It was painful, Baruch Hashem. But at least it brings you to do tshuva. It's worth it. And when you see the results on that, so it condoles you, it comforts, consoles you. And as a second part for that, something more cheerful a little bit. Yesterday night, I went out to do it bodedut at night. And while I'm walking, suddenly I saw a small porcupine walking. Very small, nice, smiling
hedgehog.
What?
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog. Give
hedgehog.
Porcupine is a turtle because they got tons of
different.
Tiny, chamudi.
Sweet. Kipod.
Kipod. Nice are kipod.
Kipod's a hedgehog.
Exactly. So, Baruch Hashem. I saw that kippot, and you know, like every normal father, he wants to show it to his children. But it was 11 p.m. and who can wake them up for a kippot? So I said, okay, let him walk. But I felt some pinch. First of all, in my heart, I didn't want to make him sorry because it's a free animal. You don't want to captive it, to put it in a box, but the children. So I didn't know what to do with myself, and so I decided not to take him. And I went to do it, but to do it after something like 1 hour and a half, something like that, I went back, and I'm walking up the hill, and I see a box, an empty box, and I'm saying to myself, why there is here an empty box? Maybe it's for that porcupine, maybe kipod, for that kipod. Maybe that kipod wants to jump into my box. Maybe that's his plan. When I made the itbodedut, when I done the itbodedut, I done half an hour itbodedut on the same child, my elder son. I done 30 minutes itbodedut, something like that, on him. So That I will not going to be hard on him, that I will be soft with him, that he will have hitorerut from him, from inside to serve Hashem and will for me. 30 minutes I prayed for him. So I went up, I see that box, and I'm saying to myself, look, what the chance that you're going to find that kippot? Yeah, he already went somewhere. But, you know, if Hashem put that box, take the box with you. I took the box, I'm making maybe 5 steps, and I see that kippot is running to me. Running! Mamash, down the hill, he's running! He's after the box. This is it. He wanted to come into the box. This is it. I just put the box on the floor, on the ground, and that kippot was just running into the box. Just entered to the box. And I took him, and I went home. I'm coming home, I opened the door. My son is awake. It was after 1 o'clock. That son is awake, the one that I prayed for him. And he was so happy to see that kippot. And I saw that it was all from Hashem. I really thanked Hashem. Immediately after it, we saw that kippot wanted to go out now from the box. It was just to make that kid happy. It was just to make him happy. And for me, to show me that Hashgacha Pratit. And for you to show you also Hashgacha Pratit. But you see that the kippot came to mamash to make my kid happy, and I, what would I do with it? I would cancel my itbodedut. You need to count on Hashem. If Hashem wants, and if not, so not. So after it, I took that kippot, and I set him free after my son was happy 5-10 minutes with it, and this is it, and we set him free in the field in a better place for him than that road that he was running over the box and parking cars over there. But Baruch Hashem, you see the private supervision, how much Hashem is supplying everything that you need for your tikkun. When you throw yourself on Hashem, when you count on Hashem, when you pray to Hashem, when you're ready to listen to the voice of Hashem. If you're not preparing yourself to listen to Hashem Yitbarach, how are you going to hear Him? Everything needs preparation. So, to serve Hashem Yitbarach, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, this is also another very important part of the Yitbodedut, that I believe that most of the few people that are doing Yitbodedut on a daily basis are not doing that. It's the preparation for tomorrow. Because you do tshuva on the past, you say thank you on everything that you have, you pray for the things that you need, but what with tomorrow? You don't want tomorrow to fall to the same places that you fell into them yesterday and today. So you want to prepare yourself for tomorrow. So there are a lot of people, I'm going to give you advice from my life. There are a lot of people that are talking about it. They don't really know what people are doing in the field. But a lot of people are dividing. This is a certain way that Rav Shalom explained to do the Yitbodedut, to divide the Yitbodedut to parts, to sections. So in one part you say thank you, and then 10 minutes, let's say, and then something like half an hour you confess, you do tshuva, you reviewing your day, and you judge yourself, wonderful, and then you pray on everything that you. For me. It's hard to do like that, because for me, it makes me need to review all of the day 3 or 4 times, because I cannot think on one thing, so I need to think on everything, and I cannot do tshuva on one thing, I need to do tshuva on everything, and I cannot pray on one thing, because I need to think on everything, I need to pray, to ask. For everything. I need to ask on the way that I eat. I need to ask on the way that I pray. I need to ask on the pray that on the way that I learn. I need to pray on Shlom Bayit, on Chinuch HaYiladim, on Parnasah. So I need to pray on my tshuva. So I also need to review on everything. So, and also I saw something that a lot of people, it's very hard for them to judge themselves, because they fall into sadness because of the lackings, because of the things that they reveal inside of themselves. They see, oh, I'm so far from Kedusha, I'm not guarding my eyes. And so the confessions are bringing them down. They see themselves as such horrible sinners, and they don't know what to do with themselves. So the advice that I gave a lot of times, I'm trying to keep it myself, is that I'm just reviewing all of my day from the beginning in the end, and I'm thanking on every detail, doing tshuva on every detail, and ask on that thing also in the same place. And then I finish with that situation, and this is it. And I fulfilled all of my obligation, all of my options that I had to do with that thing. I thank Hashem Yitbarach on how that it was, and that actually something good came out from it. Baruch Hashem, thank you. And also I need to do tshuva, because I really didn't complete my... the way that I think that I should serve Hashem Yitbarach in that place. So please, Hashem Yitbarach, help me to do tshuva. And then I ask for the future. You see that even when I wanted to explain to you the way that I confess, and I immediately ask for the future. Not because I'm getting rid of the tshuva and I'm not confessing, because I know that it's not the main part of the tshuva. The main part of the tshuva is to make a new start and to move on in your life. It's a big secret. If you're going to remember that with all the rest of the details, the kippah, the porcupine, and always to make a new start. Most of the Baalei Tshuva that are falling to sadness and don't know and giving up from their tshuva, and even if you become to be dati in the end and you give up from the hope, from the desire to be tzaddik, to be righteous, to be pure, and you say, okay, so I'll be religious, I'll keep Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, my wife, she will keep the purity of the family, and it's not enough. Rabbeinu was rebuking on that he said that people should not look for someone kosher to let him lead them, to let that person, kosher person, to lead them in their life. They need to look and to search for the most righteous person in the world, the one, the biggest leader of them all, the one that mamash can take you out from all of your difficulties. From, you need to find someone that can help you, not someone that you say, oh, at least I'm going to be like him, I wish to be like him, it's enough for me to be, I will be a kosher person, I will learn Torah every day. You cannot be a tzedek chova serving Hashem Yitzbarach like that. Because Hashem Yitzbarach is not standing nowhere. He's endless. It's always going somewhere. It's always developing. It's always become higher and higher. It's always, how you say, govea, getting higher, progressing. It's always going somewhere. Upgrading and purifying and more and every understanding that you have today, you need to do tshuva. Rabbeinu is saying to do tshuva on the tshuva of yesterday. If yesterday you done tshuva and today you receive more Yirat Shamayim, you believe more in Hashem Yitzbarach, so you need to confess on how that you done tshuva yesterday, because really yesterday compared to today, you didn't really care about your avonot so much. You didn't do tshuva with the heart that you have today. You come to a tzion of a tzaddik, you go to Uman, you do a wonderful long itbodedut. Sometimes you have a heart. When you have that heart, you need to do tshuva on all of the tshuva that you've done until today. How are you going to do that? Generally. Just do a general tshuva on all of your life. Say, Hashem, I'm sorry that I haven't served you. Again, you see what I'm trying to explain to you. For me, it's a natural thing. Immediately my tshuva is bringing me forward. Kadima. Hashem, I'm sorry I haven't served you. Well, this is where my tshuva stops. I don't have time to go and to drown in the sorrow of the sins. No, Hashem, I made you so sad and upset. I upset you. You think Hashem is silly like you to sit and to drown in his sorrow and to be angry and... You haven't fulfilled your obligations, you weren't doing it right, and all of those nonsense. Hashem Yitzbarach, He wants you to succeed. He wants you to grow. He wants you to go out from all of your imaginations that you have on Him and on yourself. From all of the lies that you heard on Him and on yourself all of your life. People explain to you who is Hashem. People that never saw Hashem. People that don't know nothing on Hashem. People that interpret Hashem to themselves, that they explained Hashem to themselves. They made a picture of Hashem, a ruler, a leader, someone hard, someone a king, who is strong, powerful, punishing the sinners. If it would be like that, the world wouldn't exist until today. You just need to be very, very stupid to think that it could last. And you see that the world is going lower and lower with the spiritual level of the people from a certain point of view. You see people become to be more corrupt and capable of doing worse things than ever. And very horrible things are happening, things that never happened before. And mamash, people don't care about life, about dignity, about honesty, about important things. That mamash, it's going down, it's going lower and lower. But still... You see that Borei Olam is bringing new light and bringing the Torah in a new way that the people can keep it and people can reconnect themselves to that, even that they're even farther than their ancestors that fell from the Torah. Your grandfather, he was a lot holier than you, but still he couldn't handle with the Kedusha anymore. So he dropped it. And now you, that you're a lot lower than him, really, you check your moral,
Moral compass.
And still, you have such strong faith and such strong will to mamash, to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem and to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem and to serve Hashem day and night and mamash and you try to think on Hashem Yitzbarach during confusions and sadnesses and mamash. People came to me, told me I was stoned, I was using drugs and alcohol and I was fighting to remember Hashem Yitzbarach. A person here from the yeshiva told me he remembers himself before of the tshuva. He says, I was going to a club, everyone are dancing and drinking, and I'm thinking about Hashem Yitbarach. He's standing in the middle of a club, and he's thinking about Hashem. Mamash, he sees Hashgachat Pratit and things, and Mamash connecting together. How can it be? Because the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach is also getting stronger, corresponding to the falling of the generations. The generations are falling, people are going down, the bodies are getting more stubborn and more angry and more sad and more in trauma. We're in trauma. You see that you act out of trauma. You see that the bodies, the people are acting out of trauma because it's not the first lifetime. Person comes to that world, you can see it on children. You see a child with Tavat Achila, a child with fears. No reason. He never saw no horror film in his life. He never saw no one run by a truck. He didn't saw nothing like that. Like that all of our childhoods went through those horrible things. They never had, and still, he's afraid to stay in the night. And maybe someone can come through the bars. And he never saw them. But he came from you. And you have those fears inside of you. He received that body from you. So he received the body with a trauma. He received the body with a trauma, like your body. Like that you came and you asked, how could I think about those horrible things when I was six? How could it happen? Why? How can it be? I was only six and I already was so wild and crazy and much lunatic. Why? Why? I was so innocent in the same time. And still I was so sick in the same time. Also, why? Because you received the body from your parents. And your parents, unfortunately, weren't watching over their purity so much. So you received a contaminated body, a filthy body. And with that body, you need to continue. So that body that is getting lower and lower with the generations, that are falling and falling and falling, and tumat met even, the contamination of a dead person, that it's the worst tuma of them all, that it's actually ta'avat ni'uf, lust for women, is getting stronger and stronger and stronger on people. So the vehicle is falling and falling and falling, like in the sea. As much as a stone is getting deeper under the water, so the weight of the water is pressing on that stone and it's falling faster and faster with the depth. As much as it's falling deeper, it's falling faster and faster and faster. This is why divers can chas shalom drown very easily, because when they forget themselves a little bit, so the weight is pressing on them. And the power of oxygen to lift them up back again is getting stronger, because everything is getting constricted and heavier, and the pressure is pushing them down, so their falling is even faster and harder and more dangerous. So this is what happens with our bodies. Everything becomes to be harder and harder. You see people today, he said, I want to kill myself. Why? They fired me from Joe. So what? It's not a problem at all. It's nothing. No, my wife, she wants to divorce. So what? Start over. So nothing happened. You can start over. No. He cannot deal. Well, people don't like me. No one is smiling to me. What? So what? So buy a new horse and ride somewhere else. Go to a different town. Make a new start. Start over. What do you care? Move from England to United States. From United States to Canada. From Canada. Oh, you cannot. They took your green card. So go to Colombia. No problem. Make a new start in Colombia. It's not a problem. You can make a new start in Colombia. From there, it's a very short way to Eretz Israel, let's say. Or to heaven. This is it. You can make a new start, but people are not able to do that. Why? Because the stress getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and then when he's in stress, so he's going to solve his situations in his old neighborhood, with his parents, with his old friends. You cannot solve it with them. This is where you received all your problems. So what are you doing? It's that mess. It's that balagan. So with all of that Hashem is aware to all of that. This is why Hashem is bringing the spirituality in a stronger way also. He brings powers of the soul, of the nefesh, and brings also quick solutions more ability to solve your spiritual problems to this generation, like Tikkun HaKlali. It's never been revealed. And today you can do Tikkun HaKlali, and this is it. It's erased the sin. And you can do Tshuva today. And today we can understand what it means, Tshuva. People were thinking about Tshuva for years, and no one could do it. Why? What's the problem? You just need to follow the Rambam. Rambam was here 800 years ago and more. What's the problem to follow the Rambam? No one could do it. A Tshuva was something so deep and mamash. It's not deep. You just need to confess. You need to say, Hashem, I'm sorry. Help me, forgive me, help me. Finish. This is it, Hashem. I'm sorry. I regret that I done this and that. Please help me. You finished. Today it becomes to be so easy. Why? Because that Hashem is helping. Hashem brings most Siyata Dishmaya to this generation that we're going to be able to get over the difficulty. This is how you say it? The difficulty of the falling of the generations, of the physicality. So the mercy of Hashem Yitzbarach is being revealed more and more in this generation, and everyone just needs to take, to believe in himself, to believe that Hashem loves him. This is what it means to believe in yourself, to believe that Hashem loves you, and to count on Hashem, and to go out from all of the constrictions, from all of sadnesses, to count on Hashem, to believe in Hashem, and it will be good. Thank you.